Welcome in. The heifers are in the building.
Did I get the right sound effect that time?
I guess so. You in the middle of the clock.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're going to applaud when we walk up in the building. What's up, my hooge?
What's up, Wu-Tang titties?
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Hello, everyone. I can see the comments. I can see Dee Capri. I see Princess.
Yes.
Granny.
Yes.
Bridget.
Yes.
Who else? Harper.
Harpo. I'm sorry. You had the Oprah Winfrey twang to it when you said that. So hopefully everybody is good in the audience. If you would not mind, please hit the like button while you are here. And if you know somebody that could use a laugh, please share it with the video with them. And if you have not subscribed yet, please do so. You okay?
The beautiful. No, I wasn't seeing folks clean. I was just, you know.
Hit
that like because I can see we only got 4 likes.
That's bad apple, girl. Harpo. That's bad apple.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's Jacinta.
Jacinta just came in at this biatch.
So, girl, look, let's get into it. Let's talk about
having... You never asked me how my day and shit was. I mean, come on.
How was your day, huh? How was your day?
I'm on top of that traveling bitch I work with.
I was getting to that. See, I already put it in the damn script. Go ahead. Now, you have to work with other co-workers, and sometimes working with other co-workers don't always work well when everybody don't pull their weight. Please share your experience.
We got one bitch that don't... So I come in to open up the shop. The shop is a fucking... Now, the last time I worked was Sunday. So here I come in Tuesday. The same laundry is still wet from Sunday. The floors hadn't been swept. I know the bitch didn't wipe shit down. So you know me. I called the manager, but I also took pictures. Now, I want to know, did you use the same smock? Because, I mean, I didn't see no smocks that she used. Only thing I could think of is maybe she used 2 or 3 of the same smocks and rewashed what was already in the wash. So she wouldn't have to fold. So not only did I have to open the register, set the computer up, I had to clean and sweep up the goddamn floor, vacuum, and I had to fold 3 loads of laundry because this bitch didn't clean. I was pissed.
I know you were. Nobody wants to come to work. You already coming there to work, so you're going to come in there and have to do extra work because your trifling ass don't want to do your part. Her son came in. He heard your voice.
Tell my son, sunshine.
Ugh. Gotta clean that microphone.
Don't shut me, man. Fuck, it's my mic.
Oh!
My mic punk. But Sunshine's a handsome boy.
He's gorgeous. Yeah, he is gorgeous. And the fact that he's levitating to Rocky's voice concerns me. So that's it's concerning.
Baby's no good energy. Look, you know, I was just watching a video when you know you are a special spirit or a gifted spirit. And the main 2 things that you always talk about is when animals and children gravitate to you.
Yes.
Now, you always got jokes talking about, kids just like, you know, for the zoo. No, bitch, I got a powerful spirit, okay? I've got a pure spirit.
Yes, you do have an inviting spirit. I will give you that. But it's still funny as hell to me when I say, hey, kids like animals. So that's why they gravitate
and
to your
like
ass.
Your bitch ass, too. Little koala bear looking asshole. Hold on, I got a koala bear with a wedgie.
No, you didn't, girl. Oh, my goodness. Now, while before we get into our stories, you guys know we got the Killer Brew coloring book. The Killer Brew Kicks coloring book, along with our dad's book, When Radio Was King.
Now, first of all, I need that to be switched around because radio, daddy book need to be around. Fuck Killer Brew. Yes! Better! Fuck that nigga.
Well, hell, it's out there, Rocky. It's out there. So,
hey, princess, I'm going to be petty for you tonight, girl. We was just talking about hoes.
You know what? I love the slick way you throw, you ease them jokes in the conversation without any thought, Rocky. You real smooth with that shit. I got to give it to you.
I don't think about it. I just say it. Fuck it. Tony, I still want to meet you. Where is that Puerto Rican dashboard looking at? Legal leopard.
You know what it is, Princess? We were in a live earlier. That individual was in there. And you know how you just see something and feelings resurface? You're like, oh.
No, but you know the thing is, this person likes to make their presence known.
Right.
Okay, I'm back. Bitch, I didn't even know you left. But the moment we came up, no. But the moment she don't leave spirituals live. But Mookie, oh, that bitch wrong. Let me make it clear. I love me some spiritual. But I will act a fool on her live too. Don't get it twisted. I don't ever want nobody to feel safe and comfortable in certain places because you in spiritual live. I'll be
Rocky.
I'll keep it. Look, yeah. Rocky. First of all, y'all gotta understand. I like it when spiritual be going off on me. I asked it.
We call it trying to find footing, Granny. Okay. Like I said, nobody's trying to, you know, be territorial.
No friends. That's why you see him in everybody live lately.
Nobody's trying to be territorial, but just the response when I enter the room and you got to do all that. I haven't said anything to you.
You run. But then, you know, I put a reel up earlier today. How the fuck is it that you did something to me, but you got an attitude with me? Make it make sense.
Like, that's called revolt. What was that? Reversal victimizing.
That's called Karen.
Let's stop because you know we're being spied on. That's what I want.
Fuck you and your spies.
I went live early on my personal account and I was agitated because since we've had this falling out, that I've noticed there's new people in our midst. Now there's one person that don't support us like that, never really rock with us like that. Ain't dealt with him in years. All of a sudden, he didn't request to follow you. He didn't request to follow the Gossiping Heifers. And he requested to follow my business page.
And all I got to say is, this person, I feel sorry for anybody case that you want.
Because you are making it very obvious what the hell you doing. But I wrote the individual. I said, look, you don't rock with us like that, and that's cool. But if all of a sudden, you want to follow every damn account we attach to, and I know why you're doing it. So I would advise you to stop spying on behalf of others. Have a nice day. That was my exact message.
Let me tell you something. Gossip and heifers ain't fucking... And I know, D, you know about leaves because your husband...
Right.
We are detectives by nature.
Exactly. When I see some moves that look a little shitty... You know,
look, Libras ain't slow. I see what you're doing. Go fuck off.
I see your ass.
Go fuck off. Go sit in front.
Girl, I was like, I said, you know what? This is sad when you feel you have to get other people involved and to watch you for what? What the hell? Why the hell would I waste my energy on making you more of a victim? Why? Yeah, they are individuals. They don't deserve any individual recognition.
Yeah.
Okay,
that part.
All I got to say about that there.
That.
Have you and your little friends keep watching. It helps the numbers. So anyway. Yeah,
thank you, bitch.
Let's get to half a business. We ain't got time for that bull.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned, don't start squeezing the tits. It's too early in the show.
It ain't too early, girl. Mm-hmm. What time is it?
You know, don't worry about what time. It's just damn early.
It's titty time.
See, beautiful. You know our energy then. You know our energy. Libras could go there. We peep all the bullshit.
And Libras petty as fuck.
Oh, yes, we are.
We real petty. And we have a resting bitch face.
Oh, all the time. That shit stay in my back pocket.
I may not be saying shit, but my face is saying fuck you.
Fuck you and everything else you do.
I
okay.
Don't fuck with you.
Nothing except Rocky. Look, let's get to the news because we'll be on this shit all damn night. President Biden, he has finally reached a deal, girl. So you think Joe is going to, you know, pull another slick move on us while
Joe
he pulls
already the... has.
Look, I'm talking Joe about some more.
Joe don't made a lot of moves that people don't know about. If you don't watch the news or keep up with current events, you will not know. Because by the time the news finds out, the deal is already sealed.
On the table, done. What next?
So y'all keep on calling him Sleepy Joe. It's you niggas that's sleeping.
But the thing about it is the Republican Party now, they pretty much, you know, like to, you know, give everybody who's the opposite of their party a hard time when they're in office. So now that this been, you know, we got a little leeway on this debt.
Yeah.
I wonder if he put in any red loop, you know, just in case. Because if he does not get reelected, and you said we got to start paying on that debt by 2025.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, he going to pull that bullshit and hold the damn Republicans by the nuts. Hey, look, what y'all going to do? What y'all going to do? You say something, I'm going to squeeze them harder. I'm going to squeeze them harder.
And I forgot the man's name that had a temper tantrum about winning in the House because he's one of the Republicans that signed the bill. And I'm surprised Republicans ain't...
Well, We'll see how that pans out. We'll see how it pans out, because every time there's an agreement, there's always going to be at least one or two on the opposite end making the most noise and ain't doing shit. So there you have it. Another damn shooting in Florida. Memorial Day shooting leaves nine people. Yeah, in Florida. You know, all the crazy shit happens in Florida. I'm with Charlemagne the God. Everything, the craziest people come from Florida. And I think he said the Bronx.
He might as well put Texas on that
list. But Texas need to be number one on that damn list. But this is another one that happened over Memorial weekend. It was a shooting Monday. And CBS Miami said nine individuals, including three kids, were shot near North Broadwalk. And they said that one person of interest is in custody while the other is still at large. So they had two people in on this damn shooting.
Was Karen one?
No. Okay. But the thing about it is so scary about this, we are in a time that these happen on a regular basis. Really on a regular basis about shootings taking place in public places. You can't even go to the mall, can't even go to the, I saw that, guns. Yeah. That, you know, they're going to be doing different, qualifications for SNAP recipients when it comes to that debt. They're, making changes to your work requirements from what I hear. So you're going to have to do some other shit to keep your benefits coming in.
I also heard they may be dipping in the funds of government workers, like postal office workers.
Hell, it need to be some people in Congress.
That girl, you know what?
Tap on the damn Congress. They make enough.
Them niggas give themselves a raise every other year.
Every other year.
Minimum wage stay the same.
But I'm sorry to hear this, Granny, but Granny said it happened here too. Her friend and his family was ran, and now his little girl don't want to leave her house. I can't blame her either. Because when you see this tragedy of all these mass shootings happening on a regular basis, where can we go that's safe? Where can we go to enjoy family activities? You can barely do anything anymore without worrying about some damn nut job wanting to do that shit to make the news. I don't understand it. And what pisses me off, these people in office know guns are on the damn streets freely. Y'all are not making, you know, you could go to other countries. Some of these other countries don't even, their police don't even have firearms.
Let me tell you something, because people can keep hollering mental illness. It's not just mental illness. It's guns. Because the mentally ill people did not have their hands or guns that's just so freely being thrown about like some of these folks throwing a coup. We wouldn't have any problems.
Exactly. So are we going to have to now be in a point of where we're going to be wearing bulletproof vests when we just go to the grocery store?
And
when we're just dropping our kids off at school? When we're just trying to go out to have a good time, are we going to have to start doing this type of shit since our government won't do anything about these guns?
No, I think the government is, let me tell you something, I think the government, not only are they killing you and fucking you up through food, I really believe that they are trying to minimize how many people that are here. I really feel this is their way of cleaning house.
I was thinking that too when COVID started.
You look at it, everything that's going into food is fucking with people's reproductive systems. It's giving you cancer. Because lately you just said something about Texas recently, talking about stopping having your car inspected.
Yes, they are going to stop car inspections in Texas. This is going to probably take place within the next year or two. And I'm like, that's just like taking an airplane in the air, you haven't checked the engine or any of the equipment to make sure you're going to have a safe flight. That's dumb to me. You know, so
no, they are trying to decrease population. I really feel like COVID didn't do enough for them. And this is why I feel like they did that battle on purpose with the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a division about, you know, people getting the shot. People don't want to get the shot. People want to get the shot. And they made such a big deal. And they were so slow on responding to it. And I mean, out of all the wars we've had, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Because people have tried to debate me. Go check the fucking numbers.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Out of all the wars we've had, we've lost more people during the COVID pandemic than every fucking war we've had.
What up, Deacon? Yeah, you're right.
Including the flu.
All this shit. So I'm just like, I think it's like, you know, elimination, like you said. They try to do it in mass numbers to decrease the population. But at the flip side is, if you're doing that, why are abortion laws so strict? And you know why? Because it's mainly Caucasian women that are getting these procedures done. So
whenever you
that don't make no sense to me. Make it balance out.
Yeah, well, you see a white woman, I'm going to tell you something. Not only because it's just white women too. You got all these private prisons, because that's the one thing that our nation is number one on is prison. So I don't know how you call the land of the free. We got more motherfuckers locked up than any other country. And then on top of prison, huh?
I said it's all profit.
Yeah, because you got these private prisons. Mm-hmm. And then too, you know, like you said, you got more white women. Because whenever you see a white woman in the hood, she's probably on the way to fucking pay and plan or to see the drug dealer.
I can't with you.
I'm just saying that's what it is.
Oh my God. Lord, look. Even insurance companies are pulling out. State Farm. Yeah, they pulling out State Farm insurance. They're not covering no more shit in California. Mm. Too many disasters, wildfires particularly. And they are like, man, look, this market alone is drying us out. So we're not going to be able to acknowledge any more claims in reference to any natural disasters out in California, particularly wildfires.
And particularly that goddamn governor.
Well, this is California.
Oh, California. So, okay, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I, you know, yeah,
the cost of living from what I hear in California is absolutely ridiculous. Crazy. And I'm already sure the premium that they're paying in California is already sky high. And with so many back-to-back disasters and mass amounts, insurance companies were like, well, damn, we wouldn't think of y'all was going to cash in, you know, right now. But apparently you are.
Well, niggas, why the fuck I got insurance for? This is another reason why I think insurance is bullshit. Because you pay a monthly bill, and half the time with your insurance, if just health insurance, damn near $200.
Exactly.
But then when it's time for you to cash in on shit you don't pay, they don't want to cough it up.
And then you got to pay out of pocket anyway when you do have insurance. You either got to pay a deductible or some additional expenses that your insurance don't cover. So
girl, I still owe $500 on the eye surgery.
How casually you said this shit? Just
bitch, I paid $500 up front.
I know. And that's
I was mad because when I had this discussion with this bitch, it's only going to cost $100 so with you. Then I get there, the bitch say $1,000. Well, hoo-ha. Bitch, I beatbox on that hoe.
See, but that's what they do. They wait to tell you the real amount till you get to your appointment because you've already been told something.
These were other motherfuckers. But being that they don't deal with them, I can't tell you that amount. Well, bitch, look.
You need to be more accurate.
You get $500 a day and you get the other $500 when I feel it.
But they're saying that the agency put out a press release and saying that they are now no longer accepting new applications for both business and personal lines, property and casualty insurance. The company's decision to halt the new application for property and casualty insurance will not have an impact on existing customers. Furthermore, State Farm will still provide auto insurance to the state. So you're only going to get like selective services. You can't, if you just moved to California, you don't get this damn coverage from State Farm.
Well, I won't be moving to California, first of all.
Oh, I'm not moving to California. You couldn't pay me to move to California.
I don't know why people out there, first of all, I never fuck with California because the goddamn earthquakes. Y'all, when the ground is constantly moving, I don't fuck with you. And then y'all got gangs out there that I don't fuck with. Mudslides, sinkholes. I'm not doing it.
It's just too much shit.
Forest fires? Nah, I'm...
And they tax every damn thing. Everything is...
If you park your car, I heard, outside, you get taxed for that. You got to buy bags at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed Sally's tried to do that shit here.
Yeah,
I went to Sally's. Well, you know, you get a bag for 20 cents, but bitch, I'll be carrying the shit in my purse. They don't do that no more.
Well, they didn't have no much of a choice because it's just something that's not a custom in this neck of the woods. But Black Lives Matter, girl, might be at risk. They might be at risk for going bankrupt.
Oh, well.
See, I knew you was going to have that response when I told you that shit.
Them bitches was buying mansions off of Black folks' pain. Fuck them.
Oh, Lord, says tax documents show that the organization burned through cash despite being in millions of dollars in the red. A national Black Lives Matter organization is at risk of going bankrupt. After the records are basically revealing that the organization has been paying out millions to executives while being in millions in the red. According to the records, leading Black Lives Matter Foundation opening at a $8.5 million deflect despite paying out millions in salary. So this sounds like to me. It sounds like to me, you got some executives, chief officers living on the high hog and the donations that come in from whatever source, but you still got bills on the table. So how come everybody is getting these massive salaries and you can't pay your bills?
because they passing out massive salaries and buying big ass houses. They don't. The FBI just got through busting the two black bitches that was behind Black Lives Matter.
Buying
properties. And they had a mansion like Beyonce and Jay-Z's new fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
Living the off the hog off of black people's pain. You know, and this is why I said fuck them. Now I always go back to the Black Panthers because they gave back to the community.
Yeah, they did.
They fed the children, they did education, they even did health care. Black Lives Matter ain't did shit but go out and march and put their slogan on a t-shirt.
And you know what? We had this conversation months ago on the live, and we had some IG personality come on our live talking about, I don't like this discussion. I'm like, well, bitch, what you doing here then?
That's because you're an ex-crackhead hoe. Who cares? Surprised she was sober long enough to know what the fuck we were talking about.
And you know, folks do be killing me with this shit. If we gonna have a discussion, that's our platform to have that discussion.
We got reported too that night, and I believe it was her.
Yes. And I'm like, sweetheart, if you don't like the theme of the conversation, you are free to leave. Nobody's making you stay here. But you can't say nothing about any type of organization.
You know what? Shut up, Mookie. Look.
I see what Mookie. Matter of fact, let me put this shit in the chat before I forget. They invite.
Are a separate entity, the actual that's out the ground. Yeah, I'm sure they are. And I'm sure those are the people that are not getting paid what they should be getting paid.
There we go.
But the other people that's behind the scene is milking it all up.
Yep.
And I don't see nothing. You know, I would think with these Black Lives Matters, people that's behind, you know, with the money, I don't see no private school for black children. I don't see no, they could be doing so much recreational centers for children. Fucking rehab for crackhead motherfuckers like the bitch that reported us. It could be so much shit being done. They could have been aiding healthcare to black communities that couldn't afford healthcare.
I'm sorry, Rocky. Your damn one line is always catching me off guard.
That crackhead hoe.
Okay, on to the next, because I cannot with you. All right. Did you hear about this North Korean family, including a 2-year-old toddler, sentenced to life in prison for having the Bible?
They don't like Jesus in Korea?
You know, you can't think for yourself over in Korea.
Oh.
You know, the leader over there, he don't play. Whatever
the
he's...
2-year-old? Come on now. What the baby got to do with it? What's love got to do?
A North Korean toddler and the child's parents were sentenced to life in prison after officials located a Bible in the family's possession. According to a 2222 report, the U.S. Department of Internal Religious Freedom report, it happened back in 2009. So the entire family, including a 2-year-old child, is sentenced in a political prison camp.
The baby
got to serve time.
That's some.
I thought it was a hoax story at first until I looked more into it. Yeah, North Korea do not play. You are so right about that, Deacon. They do not play. So people that are caught with the Bible in Korea are eligible for the death penalty.
What's wrong with the Lord?
It's not your neck of the woods.
I'm in my neck of the woods talking, okay?
It's not your neck of the woods, but you know what?
This is white man made.
Well, look, let's add our special guest in the building, Mr. Mookie G himself.
Mookie, your shit getting taller.
Well, thank you for noticing. First, the pleasure to have the opportunity to come in here and chat with two lovely ladies.
Thank you, sir.
I use that term loosely.
Goddamn chicken little looking ass.
Why do I subject myself to such scrutiny? I don't know, but I'm here.
Mookie, I love Mookie. If I don't cuss you out like this, Mookie, that means I don't like you.
She don't love you. Okay? So that's admiration.
Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Well, Mookie, I was home. I promised. I was home.
My bad. I thought
you was out buying bathing suit in Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I know. But let's go to this family that got caught in North Korea and got life in prison. I heard that and I was like, I got to come here. Listen, if you're in North Korea, you need to memorize the Bible and then throw it away when you're done. Okay? Keep the scripture in your head. You know where you located, okay? God know your heart. God know your mind. The Bible, having the Bible fully there, ain't you into your life. You 2-year-old going to be like, I don't know what happened. 2-year-old going to turn 18 and be like, I don't even know why I'm in here.
I'm just not understanding the conviction of the 2-year-old. I mean, what's the 2-year-old going to do in a prison camp?
That 2-year-old don't even know the Bible yet.
It's North Korea. Nothing is supposed to make sense over there. Matter of fact, I feel uncomfortable in this conversation talking about North Korea because they might be.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. North Korea owns something because, like I said,
They own something. That's what they
own. No, I'm going to tell you why I said they own something. Because the Bible is man-made. The Bible has been changed. How does God change the Bible so many times? Like, he changed his mind. Oh, that's the Old Testament. This is the New Testament. Did y'all tell me that the Lord is indecisive?
Listen, I'm not going to let you talk about the God that I serve. You need
to pray. I love the Lord.
And he heard but my
cry. But I don't need a false religion to love God.
Listen here. If you would turn your Bibles right now to the book of Ephesians, we need to discuss.
Let him come.
We need to discuss what Rocky is in here talking about, okay? Now, don't let a human's opinion change your mind on the Lord, okay? Okay, thus said the Lord. Okay, now if you look in scripture, like I say, it'll tell you from beginning to end. The text is there.
The Lord said now, you could have 10 holes, and now he changed his mind and said you could only have one.
Huh? What Lord, you know, talking about holes?
I'm talking about these new Bibles and the old Bibles.
Oh, I was like, Lord,
before you could have a bunch. Look, y'all can holler, rock it. Look, I believe in the Lord. I pray every some nights, but I don't believe every single thing that's in there, okay? Uh-huh. And then they hiding scriptures on our black asses. But why? So you had a lot of rich white men like Trump get together and decide what can go in the Bible.
Trump? You said
no,
you
no.
Said
I said people like Trump.
We need to end this show tonight, okay? Yeah.
People like Trump and Mitch McConnell, old crackers with money, got together.
This one in. Why is Boogie doing the church lady? What?
We're gonna take this scripture out because we don't want niggers in the Bible. No, we don't want niggers. No, get them bitches out too. Get all these hoes of the Bible. Make Mary a hoe. Mary was a hoe. What? Mary Manless is a hoe.
It is hot in this church. I feel like this might not be the church for me.
Well, nigga, I ain't taking tithes either.
Yeah, she, you know, you take
the good the, Lord you, don't need a doorknob on this door.
No, her church take cash app. That's what the hell?
No, my church don't take nothing but a pure heart. treat people kindly and respectfully. Love the elders and take care of the church. My Lord says, love thy neighbor. Love people. Do unto others that you would.
Come on, preach now. Now you're talking. Now the other stuff you was talking in the beginning,
stuff is for real. Because see, you know what? Everybody that sit up in the church don't do none of that shit I just said. They don't do none of it.
I'm gonna be honest with you. You telling the truth on that. There's very few people out here that love thy neighbor. You know what I'm saying?
You want to sit here and preach about the lurts, but you want to be ugly to people and be nasty. You want to look at that homeless man, and you know who you oohing it? That could be Jesus. I tell everybody, the way this world is today, if Jesus walked up to you right now, you're going to hell because he ain't going to be flashy. He's not going to be bling-blinging. He ain't going to be fine. He's going to be hunchback, black, and funky. And you're going to look at him like,
Didn't make Jesus?
Yes.
Huh? You going to be out here like Danny DeVito?
If you look at people back in them times when they described Jesus, there was no Colgate, y'all. They didn't have no goddamn Colgate. There was no deodorant. Y'all would bypass Jesus.
Rocky. I'm gonna get you
turn around and then turn around and tell me, oh, I love the Lord. Bitch, you just saw Jesus and you just turned him down.
So aggressive.
I'm just telling you the truth now.
Oh my God. I can't with this.
I don't snarl my nose. Yeah, Jesus was musty.
Oh my God. Jesus said, Jesus is musty.
Everybody was musty.
He said, yes, Jesus was musty. And all you little sadistic niggas on IG were like, ooh, girl, don't talk to him. He funky. Girl, but that's Jesus. You didn't know that was Jesus? You know, they did a test on those galls. The galls, you know, the cup.
Cut it, Rocky.
The
cup. You know what?
Everybody, hold on. Shh. Everybody picked this gold cup with jewels in it. And the actual cup that Jesus drunk out of was wood. It was plain, a poor looking cup. See, niggas in their, when I say niggas, I mean white folks. I mean everybody. They got this in their mind, jewels and all that. That's when you go to heaven.
Rocky, I'm gonna end that story right there because I want to get to the next one. Because you didn't get on a soapbox and went just all the way to the other side.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
I'm not hallelujah.
Okay.
I'm not hallelujah because it's the truth.
I'm gonna ask both of y'all if you two were on a flight and you were sitting next to somebody Caucasian and you happen to glance at their phone and you could see the text messages that they're currently sending out sitting next to you. This actually happened to a woman that was on a flight and she was sitting next to a white man, black lady. And let's just see how it goes down.
You know what? I wasn't going to say anything. But I decided I want you to feel as uncomfortable as I do. And I want you to know that I saw your text messages and I think you're disgusting.
What text messages?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not going to repeat it because everybody doesn't need to know. But I want you to know that I know. I saw you and I think that you're disgusting. You don't have anything to say to that, right?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Yes. And speaking of, you should. And speaking of airlines weeding people out, maybe if they raise prices, you know, maybe you wouldn't be able to afford to sit with your family. That way they don't have to sit next to black people. Okay? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry to me. You're sorry because I saw it.
Yeah.
But I want you to feel as uncomfortable as I do sitting next to you.
Okay, I am.
Uh-huh. You should be.
So the messages were basically reading, they got me sitting next to this huge black woman. And I can't wait till they raise prices so they can weed out these type of people. So she can see the shit. You know, I'm sitting right next to you. I can read your messages, dog. I see what you're saying about me and what you think about black folks.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I will
that's
definitely...
another person that will bypass Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
She was very polite. I will give that sister that.
Yeah. That's why I have to agree with Texas Trina on that one.
I agree with the way she handled it. I think it was, she let him know that I saw it. And I'm going to be real. Some people was like, you ain't supposed to look at somebody else's phone. Oh, if anybody's text messaging next to me, I'm always looking.
I'm looking. You got your phone. Look, if you want to be sitting.
Right.
But you got your shit just laid out like this.
Oh, I'm going to look.
You might look.
You might be sending nudes or something.
Let me tell you something. As a beauty, when you sit in my chair, bitch, I'm looking at your messages. You sitting there in my chair like this. I'm standing right behind you, girl.
Girl, I'm doing it. And you texting other people. Look, I'm doing this bitch out here. And I'm texting this.
You talking nasty.
You know what?
I'm just looking at this goddamn message I just got from your friend, you know.
Oh, he's trying. Oh, Tony. You better show that. You're going to make the situation worse. You getting text messages from Tony. You better stop that shit.
Ooh. Ooh, Karen going to get me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, white Jesus, help me.
You know what? That shit would have been on the damn. We would have never said that. Hey, you not show me that goddamn text message, I promise you. Oh, my God. Okay.
Must have forgot we can read. Well, we be reading. I'm gonna read your text messages and I'm gonna let you. Hey,
yeah, but you know what? He probably just figured she wasn't paying
attention. Oh,
or like Mookie just said, that big black nigger, she can't read. She just fried chicken. That your white ass look. You know what? And let me tell you something. White folks need to be thankful about fried chicken because you motherfuckers before slavery, y'all was boiling that shit.
They Rocky, don't get me started. Do not get me started on the boiled chicken.
Frying is big in Africa, like watermelon. We brought all this delicious shit, you motherfuckers. You just throw it in our face. And you're angry because it's good.
Well, I'm going to ask you now that we're switching the topics now. We're going to discuss the fried boiled chicken.
I want to discuss some. I want to discuss this goddamn this shit while Mookie here.
I'm going to get to that. Well, let's fuck it. Let's just go ahead and talk about Little Mermaid. Goddamn. What's happening here?
Fuck it.
I'm just, you know,
this bitch always running shit, Mookie. Mookie, you have no idea how I feel. She makes me feel like a peasant on this goddamn show.
You want to play the violin a little bit longer? Go, okay, we get to the Little Mermaid. Okay.
Just like that. I want her to roll it like a booger. Just like that, Mookie.
Well, let's just say it did well at the box office. We're looking at $164 million during a 3-day opening weekend event. I think that's fabulous. But of course, it's always got to be an of course. Disney live action.
Before you read on, can I say something? What's his name? Dr. Omar?
Dr. Omar.
Somebody tell that black motherfucker to shut up, okay? I'm sick of his shit, okay? Every time somebody black on TV, if they standing next to a white person, that is just shut your rabbit ass up, okay? You don't speak for the black community. That might be a nigga that can't read. Yes, I said what
that
I
part,
said.
That part. Move you on my level. That's what I'm talking about.
You're right. Now I'm on your level. I can't stand you. I can't stand
read that hate out. Read that hate out, movie.
Oh my God.
He is dividing people more than bringing. He can kiss my black ass.
Mookie.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I might put on the white ass so he can kiss my white black ass. How about that?
But look, your ass is pasty enough. Trust me, he may think of.
That's fine too. But I can't stand him. I'm sorry I had to interrupt you, but you're talking about the Little Mermaid.
We good. It had to be said. You had to get off your chest. I'm sure you got people that agree with you, Brother Mookie. So we're not going to disparage everybody. It's
noses.
A safe, it's a safe space here.
Okay. Safe space.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Little Mermaid got great reviews, except for overseas. Now, they're saying the excuse is that on IMDb, that's where you can submit your take on a film. And they're saying, oh, well, it was down that day. Just happened to be down, what, in France? Happened to be down in Germany, Korea. You know, all these countries
that don't like black people.
Right. So,
but you know what, Kim, when they love our shit, though. They love our shit. Because I'm going to keep telling you motherfuckers, mermaids are originally black.
Yeah.
Mermaid
they come from the Caribbean.
People black people need to know their history. And the sad thing is, them white folks, when they was coming over to kidnap us, they sat there and listened to our stories. They listened to our gods and our goddesses. And then they told our story first.
Right.
Mookie. These are facts. The mermaids are a water goddess from the Caribbean. It's called Watamama. Okay? Starbucks sold that bitch and put them on their cups. So when I tell you that white folks go over there and listen to our stories, they tell our stories before we. So the mermaid is in the right complexion.
Mookie's facial expressions were doing it for me. So y'all continue.
Mookie continue.
No, I don't. I didn't know mermaids. Mermaids ain't real in my life. I don't.
That look.
The tales come from the Caribbean.
The story comes from the Caribbean, and she was a water goddess. Is all I'm saying.
She was the first one that jumped off the ship and made it to the island.
No, the bitch is a water god, nigga.
She is a god.
Just like you got all these goddamn Greek gods and Greek mythology. That
ain't none of them real either.
But it's this black mythology, and it's the stories that started from brown people that was taken from pale people.
Well, you know what I'm tired of that we do at the goddamn fool. I know y'all saw that clip.
Hold on, wait a minute. Before we get to that, what I was talking about was what people are noticing in the movie.
Let me pull that up.
That's what I was talking about. See, okay. Disney always throws some subliminal bullshit out on you.
Let me pull this shit up, Bucky.
Pull it up.
I want to talk about. I want to talk about the nigga scene.
Oh, well, we'll get to that after we show this video. Now, this is a video Rocky sent me. And I want y'all to see if you see the same thing that we're seeing.
I saw it.
Y'all know my vision ain't that good.
Look at the letters. Look at the letters.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yes. So letters that are floating up slowly.
Why they pick them letters first? Out of all the letters of that whole shit, you gonna pull up something that comes a nigga? That's what we doing? Now, Disney's always done some fuck shit.
Yeah, you right.
So that's a concern. Somebody happened to peep that during the filming, but I wanted to get to this ratchet footage. Unfortunately, all of us can't go. This took place, I believe, in Florida.
Of course, it's Florida.
Florida is ghetto.
Yes, and this altercation was ghetto. Just check this out.
Oh, I need a refund on my ticket. No, we getting a refund because
I'm so sick of us sometimes.
But you know what? That's why Disney put the word nigga up, because that's what that was. That was some.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna need people to stop picking their phone up and recording every damn thing they see. Like, we don't need.
Yeah, but I think they had to record it because this is a children's family oriented film. Everybody's been anticipating the release of this film. And I don't know exactly what set everybody off.
It sounds like the woman may have asked her not to do something, and she told me, don't say that shit in front of my fucking daughter. It sounds like a grown woman got corrected. And yes, Dr. Tara, they was fighting at the Walt Disney Black Mermaid. That's why niggas can't have shit. Y'all just couldn't go in. I'm going to tell you, and this is why Michelle has a hard time pulling the theater. I don't like going to the movie. I don't.
Go to the theater in the white neighborhood.
No. I don't. Fuck, they niggas.
I don't like going to the movies, period. They niggas.
You always got somebody, as soon as the lights go out, then you got this bright-ass light flashing because somebody got to check their message. And look, y'all's light from your cell phones is distracting. It is disturbing. Then you always got one or two people. I'll never forget, we went to go see, was it that Megan? And the sad thing is, because I was like, oh God, they got kids in this bitch. It wasn't the kids talking. It was the grown-ups that just yak. I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up. I can't, when I go to, me and Michelle are movie buffs. Yeah. I fuck with you by not seeing. So when I get ready to watch a movie and it's good, I want silence. I don't want the flashing lights distracting me because I'm watching a movie.
Book his face.
So shut the fuck up. Period. If you can't go somewhere and be quiet, stay your loud black country ass at home.
Rocky, I want to thank Mookie for coming in because I could tell he's giving me that face.
I'm just looking, right?
And Mookie not in the movies like that, but I bet you Mookie's in the class. And he had a couple of knuckleheads fucking with his goddamn lesson. He understood.
Old Mookie would. New Mookie don't give a damn no more.
But old and new Rocky that's paid her money, give a damn. See, when you start putting money in the mix, that's why I'm waiting for the Little Mermaid to stream.
You waiting on it to come out on Disney Plus?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this Texas Trina, if I had the money, I would invest in a drive-in theater. We need drive-in theaters mix.
You can fucking do everything in the drive-in.
Smoke theater. A blunt. Nobody know. Watch a movie. Do all kinds of shit.
Mookie was a joke. I don't do that, okay? Damn. Can't joke. You supposed to be a goddamn comedian.
You ain't joking.
No, nigga, I'm playing. I don't have car cootie.
The devil is a
lie. You talking? You complain about that $100 you spend? You got to do it. But you in your own space. So if you got Negroes arguing in another car,
God damn it, Mookie,
or playing with their phone. You know the last movie I saw in a drive-through was that on Ghost Ship. I don't know if you remember that movie, Michelle.
I remember Ghost Ship, but it's Ghost Ship time.
Because that was the only drive-through they still had in Memphis, Tennessee. And let me tell you something. No, I had the little hatchback Eclipse. Me and my dude went. We had cocoa. Dude. We had snacks.
We don't want to know all the nasty
shit. Shut up, niggas. Ain't nobody fucking you, little freak. Ain't everybody like you take a Whataburger and dick the woman down. Ain't anybody like you. And we had the little blankets because it was cold. God. And it was chilled. And we did smoke one. Now, we did. I know Deacon, but I know Deacon was fucking though. Nah, I know Deacon was having sex with the thing.
The things were extra sticky when Deacon left the dance.
Deacon's that nigga that put a hole in the bottom of the popcorn thing in there.
Dirty Deacon.
He got extra butter on that bucket.
Why can't I pull this up, Deacon? Oh.
Rocky, shut up, Rocky. Right now, you need to be quiet. Deacon. Be quiet, Deacon, Rocky. Don't you say another damn word. Mookie, where do you want to go to a drive-in movie? You know, it's in your car. Yeah. You ain't got to worry about sitting. Nobody sitting behind you on the sides. And you in your car.
You can bring a Whataburger.
Right. You can bring your own Whataburger.
I'll be honest with you. Yes, I would. But not in the summertime. It's too hot for that. You thought Jesus was musty. We'll be musty.
You do see what I said the last time? It was cold. We brought blankets and hot chocolate.
I got to go in the fall, early spring.
Look at digging. Lord.
Leather feet.
Now, hold on. Let me just say this, you all. I love all of you all, and I thank you guys for coming. But my pass says 4 likes. I see 10. The numbers ain't matching.
Right. Make it make sense, y'all. We need for y'all to hit that like button, please.
We need the algorithm. Am I saying it right?
Algorithms, yeah.
Yes. The likes help it. Shut the fuck up, nigga. I know I mispronounced it. But anyway. We need you all to hit that like. This is why Michelle is in charge of this goddamn technical. Because y'all in here laughing your black asses off, having a good old time. The Aggie ain't matching. The Aggie.
My nigga.
Shout out bitch Aggie. Fuck you, goddamn it, Mookie.
Oh. Between Mookie's facial expression and your crazy ass, I'm done. I'm just gonna let y'all run with the shit because I'm done.
Just wait till Mookie go live again. Ooh, I heard somebody enjoyed themselves in the comments. Made me
Rocky. Come on now.
That South Memphis pit came out. Ah, bitch, I was working.
You better stop doing that because you kill yourself with making all that noise.
Thank you for anybody to hit the like button. Maybe let me refresh my page. Let me see. Maybe I come back the numbers we did. Let me refresh.
Rocky, yo, dumb. You know what?
Okay, let me just... 22 likes. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank y'all.
God love you. God love me. Thank you, baby. That's why I said let me refresh my shit.
Look. Now, Mookie, you're welcome to stick around if you got time. We're going to go to a quick
Mookie
break.
Mookie ain't got no class to teach. Keep your yellow ass in here.
Damn.
You old bully.
You just demanded on the cutlets.
Ah, I love fucking with this.
No, but we enjoy having you on here, Mookie. You got that fun energy. Your facial expressions say a lot without your mouth saying anything. So,
and you got your shirt on.
You're welcome to stick around if you want to. Yes, if not, we understand. So, yes, thank you, Granny. I saw that. So... Let's go to
the show. There's 26 motherfuckers in here, though.
Well, I can't like because I'm in here with y'all right now. I can't.
Well, you can do
you
it.
You can like
when
you
sir.
Leave.
You know what?
I like when I leave.
Yeah. Look, like I said, Mookie, you are welcome to stick around. If not, we understand. Let's go
Michelle,
to a quick break.
I appreciate you. You're such a great host.
Hey, matter of fact, let's go through a Mookie Talking Dookie commercial.
Are you looking for a heartwarming podcast? Or a podcast that's going to teach you how to do something? Well, this is not the one. Mookie Talking Dookie, the podcast, will bring you funny life stories. And not just my life. I'm going to be interviewing random people and we're going to poke fun at life, period. Because life has a way of poking fun at us, but I think it's best that we poke fun back. Because that's the only way we can survive is by laughing, smiling, and having a good time doing so. So be sure to subscribe and tune in. And let's see where this journey will take us. Mookie Talking Dookie, the podcast.
All right, we are back. Let's welcome back my wonderful, charming co-host, Miss
Why you keep coming in sitting down?
You know, you just came in on the right time, and we also have a very special person in the building, Mookie G.
Oh, that nigga's still here. Oh,
and he's shirtless. The cutlets are out. The cutlets are out. You know what? Since you've been hiking, they look like they got a rotisserie cage.
Your nipples look like a goddamn burger patty.
What up, please?
That's why that nigga like. That's why that nigga like Whataburger so much. They look like his goddamn cutlets.
You know, they got chicken sandwiches at Whataburger, too.
Yeah,
they do.
But I'm not eating
spicy.
I know. We know you're not eating. We know this. Let's get to crazy-ass Tyrese. You know. Oh, God, I know. Tyrese.
How I disappear? Hold on.
Now, listen. Y'all know Tyrese is.
He got problems. The brother is going through a divorce of his latest marriage, and he's been singing all over the internet. He made a song to play in court about
the judge
this
don't
divorce.
Hear that shit.
Wait a minute. He getting divorced from the wife he has right now?
Yeah.
See, that's definitely something wrong with him.
Yeah.
He can't keep a bitch. You know what? You remember that scene from Snowfall? This dark-skinned nigga can't keep a bitch.
Type of nigga like me can't keep a bitch.
Type of nigga like me can't keep a bitch. That's him.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that. I thought he was talking about his first wife. But he's
always in a rut when it comes to love. So now he's going through a divorce and... He's doing too much. Tyrese, to me, always does too much. He's making songs to play in court, and now he's talking about how the marriage was like a financial gain. This is the video that's been floating around here.
I would have married his ass, too, because this nigga got restaurants in his backyard.
Hang on, fool. Check out what he's been saying about this. Just check it out.
I left the courtroom during my divorce trial, and I realized that it was never love. It was just a transaction. Wow, so we did a whole marriage and did the whole duration of a child and starting a family just to find out that it was all about money, status, transaction. That, imagine me being the only actor in a relationship to then realize that I was in a relationship for 5 years with one of the best actors I've ever met in my life.
I'm tired of him. I'm tired of him.
Dude, it's never
his fault.
Never.
Yeah, it's like
never his fault.
It's not my fault that I didn't look at the red flags. It's not my fault that I probably dated this because of how she, you know?
It's possible he was the red flag.
That part.
He was in so many ways. But this is Tyrese 24/7 with his first marriage. It was a big dramatic production. Now he's on his second marriage, which is short-lived.
Now, is this
and
the same?
He had an interview, I think, with Sway. And he got up in the studio like he was really auditioning for an acting role, talking about, this woman came to my house and she came to the door and she greeted the nanny with my child. She didn't even look at the house to reminisce on the memories. That's the kind of shit he been running around here doing.
Yeah, because she fit to get paid and get a whole nother house and look just like it. Why?
Right.
But my thing is this the same chick that he was shaving her coot online?
I don't know. I don't think that was a girlfriend.
Yes, he did. Mookie, I don't know if you missed that. But this fool was actually on live shaving his girlfriend's bush.
Yes.
Yeah. Mookie's stupid. This is the same man that has a Benihana's in his backyard and a transform.
Yeah.
Shit. So, you know, you need a lot of attention.
Those are now going to be up for sale.
I'm sure. But when you need this kind of attention, you are going to draw thirsty bitches.
Thirst buckets. Yeah, you'll draw thirst buckets because you have a tendency of getting in the spotlight and making the issue bigger than what it is, and then you're not taking responsibility for it.
Thirst buckets attract thirst buckets.
Tyra says he got two transformers.
I tell you what, I tell you what, he reminds me of somebody that I spoke on earlier, Dr. Umar.
Yes! They do have a similarity.
They always want to call for somebody to activize against something. Everybody don't need to be activating on everything. Like when he was calling people to come to court and help him out with his first marriage situation a couple months ago.
His ass didn't sit down.
He was calling Al Sharpton and everybody. I need y'all all to show up, all the activists to show up on the court steps and demand.
Was it a racist? Was it something about race?
No, it was about just...
Okay, Al Sharpton can help you, nigga. I'm sorry.
Al Sharpton can't help nobody, even if it is race, too.
True. But yes, Brandy, if you all just go Google it, where he was shaving his wife's or girlfriend's cha-cha,
yeah,
it's there.
Why would y'all Google that? Why y'all want to see that happen?
No, I'm just saying because they like...
We reported on it. We reported when the video first surfaced, and we were in shock as much as you were because it was an angle of her legs, like her kneecaps, and you could see him in between her legs, and he was doing all that shit.
First of all, let me tell you something. I don't trust no man with no damn razor on my coochie. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it.
I'm going to be honest with you. The problem that I have is that he did this on a live stream.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Well, yes, may I help you?
Is that the famous daughter?
Yes, it is. Say hello.
I hope she enjoys her new bathing suit. Hello, sweetheart.
Hello.
Mookie, like,
I hope your father spent $75 on your bathing suit.
How much did you even pay attention to how much it was?
Oh, yeah, that was cheap. Oh, Negro.
Hey, listen, don't listen to these women. You
oh, baby, go get you another bathing suit. Your bathing suit need to be $65 and up.
I can't open this right now. I need to go ahead on.
You
didn't
try to get away from the camera. Don't listen to them.
Just go. Don't listen to these women. Hey, close the other door, too. Just go.
You don't need you influencing his daughter, Rocky.
Get down, man.
But she did pay attention to the price. Mookie, why you looking at this?
She ain't got no damn job. She walking up in here asking it. She ain't got no job. She lucky it wasn't $10. How about that?
This is true, movie.
She's 11. Next time I'm going to Dollar Tree and see if I can find a suit.
Let me tell you something. If you go to Dollar Tree and that bathing suit come apart in that pool, you're going to be the main one upset.
It's going to unravel as soon as water
is. It's going to unravel. So get all of them pedophiles and freaks. And you're going to be out there with a bat. Nigga, look at my baby. Bat.
Leave my baby cutlets alone.
Yeah,
leave
no baby alone. Cutlets. You're going to kill somebody, Mookie. Come on now, stop playing.
Look, I can't with Rocky. the next story I got here, you know, Cardi B sued blogger Tasha K a while back just saying some crazy shit about her,
talking about her stress.
Right. So she bounced, Tasha K bounced to Africa and filed for bankruptcy. She's still doing her show because I do follow Tasha K because I think she's funny. But at the same damn time, Cardi B's like, don't think that's going to stop me from getting your money. I'm finna start garnishing whatever you got coming through your YouTube channel, your blog, anything that hit your bank account is coming right to me.
Tasha K, she pissed off a Libra. And a Libra with money? Yeah. Bitch.
Exactly.
We are petty.
Oh, yeah.
We are vengeful. We are some vengeful, but we quiet with it, though. We try to be professional. And that's what Cardi B, shut up. You ain't never seen me be vengeful on IG in a ratchet manner. So you sit yourself down, young man. But Cardi B is a Libra. She from the hood. And she got time.
So you're talking about you quiet, y'all quiet with it. Quiet where?
Negro, do you know? Let me tell you something. All of this sideline haters me and Michelle have had, I don't mention their name. I don't just broadcast them all day until they're doing too goddamn much. And I say something to you one time. Leave me the fuck alone and mind your business before that beast come out. Now, you get a warning.
A warning shot.
You get a warning. Now, everything else that's done is done behind closed doors. And next thing you know, girl, what happened to them? I ain't seen them in a minute. You don't know. You don't know.
What? You know what? Go ahead, Mookie.
I don't like the way your face, because let me tell you something. The most pettiest motherfucker that you're looking at right now is that bitch with the Wu-Tang shirt on.
Ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That Michelle. Bitch. That
don't let her influence you at this moment in time.
Sir, I have to be, I'm going to be 100 on who I am, okay?
Be 100.
I try. You squeeze your cutlass while I have this conversation.
I can squeeze mine too, shit.
I am.
That's why I need a baby suit, $75.
I tolerate so much before I get into that Hulk mode. Into the Hulk zone, Mookie's there's no new. Coming back. I don't turn back normal color. I stay green until I finish what I need to finish.
You know, Mookie, we have to have a side door conversation of all the we've dealt with.
We don't.
Well, you know what? Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. Fuck you. But some people that's in here has witnessed some of the strong, unnecessary haterade, disrespect. You know, I'm like this. If we fall out, we don't like each other. Okay, God bless you. God bless me. Let's go our merry way. But when you start, when you start running your mouth, and people don't forget, people like to gossip. You know, so and so hit me up. Oh,
really?
Really? That's the first one. Then the second one. So and so hit me up. Damn, you the second motherfucker. Now when I get to number four, that's when I'm like, okay, bitch, I got. Yeah, that's when I gotta say something to you. You're doing too much. Now I don't move around and didn't say nothing to you. Shut the fuck up while I say something. Mookie, I think that's fair.
Look, I'm gonna switch up this whole conversation because I don't want to give any haters any glory. Okay.
Oh, I didn't drop no names.
Oh, we don't have to. But people in here smart. Trust me. Anyway,
they follow us.
That video where a girl was walking down the street with a wig on, and this white dude, decided to snatch her wig off her head. Let me just play y'all this clip before we get into the discussion, because I wanted to go on the screen and whoop his ass for her.
Sir, for what fucking reason? For what reason? For what reason did you take my wig off? Because what made you think that was the good thing to do? What made you think that was the good thing to do? For what? For what? Why did you do that? What makes you think that that's okay? Is that funny? Is that funny? You don't even fucking know me. Do you hate women or something? Why did you take my wig off and keep walking? For what, sir? Why? Why? Why did you take my wig off and just walk away? Because what? Why?
I slapped his goofy ass.
The sad
I thought that guy was going to choke him.
No, but you know what the sad thing is?
Yep.
His friends was trying to tell him, dude, apologize.
Just apologize. Now.
That was dude holding his throat like, dude. Look.
Exactly, Tuggle. He is a lawyer. Well, he's an unemployed lawyer.
I was about to say it.
Officially. Yeah, now. After the footage. Now, like I said, The girl went to her TikTok account and she demonstrated how well she has her wig on.
Yeah.
She pulled and yanked it. She got combs in the back. You already know if you wear wigs, you have to put combs in a certain spot to make them stick to your scalp so they don't move.
That shit hurt when he snatched that shit.
So when he snatched it, I'm not surprised. He may have snatched some of her own hair out of her scalp.
Yep.
So for him to find that, go ahead, Gumuki, go ahead.
No, because I'm going to let you finish because you may say what I'm thinking. But go ahead, because I don't know this part. But go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, as him being an attorney, you would think that, you know, I could be sued for this because that's considered as an assault.
It is.
As well as damage because you may have yanked out some hair from the roots from her scalp. The fact that you're walking around here finding this funny and smirking lets me know that you did it out of malice.
And the sad thing is a lot of people don't realize, too, not just comb. A lot of women will glue this around the front. So for you to yank her hair out, to yank that wig off, you probably have yanked some glue that's going to be snatching her real hair out the front, as well as those combs. That was unnecessary. It was disrespectful. I can look at him. He looks like an asshole.
He does. So, Mookie, what's your take on that situation?
I hope that her next steps are pressing charges against him and suing him simultaneously. I think all of that needs to be done. I'm glad that the firm fired him. And you could tell the way he was walking and kind of, he was drunk. He was drunk and smirking. Like he, you know, when you're drunk, the real you comes out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's why they call it spirits.
So we got a good look at who he is.
And my girl is keeping her green wig. You go, girl.
And I think he needs some jail time. So I hope she press charges, really.
I hope she does too, because she's a musician. And what motivated him to... We already got a rule, because Mookie, you covered that in your podcast one episode about Caucasian folks wanting to touch our hair. Yeah. And unfortunately, this man just felt it was justified to snatch her wig off, which I've never seen nobody do. I mean, just to randomly do wig snatching on the streets.
Alcohol, now, what if it wasn't her wig?
Alcohol or drugs make you do things that you wouldn't normally do.
Dumb shit when you already a dumbass person. He looks like a dick. Seriously.
Yeah.
His demeanor, everything about him looks straight asshole.
Yeah.
And this is a problem when I see lawyers getting themselves in a lot of trouble. For some reason, they think they're above the law.
That part. And that's what Granny just said. He thought he was untouchable because he's a lawyer.
Nigga, you are not a judge. You're not the president. You are touchable.
Yeah. These folks are fucking crazy. But I just found that video to be so... I was mad for her.
Yeah. And he's lucky... She didn't hit that call. Them niggas, I'm on fifth.
Them niggas on speed dial.
Them niggas on speed dial. I've just been in. But I'm going to tell you something, too, though. This is something that white men love to do when they have that slight racist shit. They fuck with women. And if that had been a gay black man, he would have never done that shit.
Oh, no. Got an ass. He would have got an ass whooping.
You know, I love that scene. I don't know if y'all remember this shit. This couple years ago. White man was fucking with a black woman at the train. I think it was Chicago. A black dude came out of nowhere and laid his ass out.
Yes, yes.
These white people that love to fuck with black folks or want to have a racist moment, they always target women.
Yeah, they do. But you know what? Before we close out, we're going to close out on a happy note.
Oh, what's that? Me slapping Mookie's cutlets?
You can't do that, Rocky. We love Mookie in his neck of the woods. We don't want you to assault Mookie. We don't need you doing that, Rocky.
Okay.
But what I will say... I don't know what the fuck is going on with these gangster crews. Robert De Niro, we just told y'all, 79 years old, getting ready to have a baby. Here comes his homeboy. Al Pacino's 82 years old, getting ready to have a baby with a 29-year-old.
Al Pacino looked like he's 5 seconds away from the grave. Who is fucking these old-ass men?
That 29-year-old woman. I thought you said we was ending on a happy note.
It's happy to me because I think it's just funny.
Mookie, this is depressing. Because now she got worms. She's not pregnant. Those are worms.
Oh, Rocky, no, we're not saying there's worms in there. I promise you. Michelle, but when I saw this, I said, did him and De Niro get together? I'm going to lay mine up. You need to do that yours next. I mean, did they have a discussion of some sort?
Al Pacino said she had a great ass. Mookie, you don't know movies. I'm sorry. It's a movie line, sir.
That's the movie Heat.
Yeah, from Heat.
I'm laughing because you sound like
in my 20s. I was not fucking look like my granddaddy. I'm sorry. I just wasn't doing
it. But you know what it's for.
Different though. Here's the difference. He may look like your granddaddy, the same age as your granddaddy, but his pockets are a whole lot deeper than your granddaddy.
Rookie, I'm not superficial, baby.
That's you.
He's still, you're right. That's me. Because when that's I look at him, I see an old rich nigga with worms. Can I get your autograph?
She said, give me the worms and the money.
And she going to spend half that money getting rid of the worms.
You know what? But I just saw that damn story. I was like, why are these elderly men impregnating these young girls? And the thing about it is, it's so transparent. You know why these young women are with him. And deliberately getting pregnant now. Let's put that out there. That's a deliberate pregnancy.
And I'm surprised they sperm still work because, you know, a lot of old nut don't work.
Well, you know, a man's sperm would, no matter until death, it is.
No,
it
that's not.
Possibly
scientists
work.
Have proven that to be false. But well, if you take good care,
we're talking about two people that define science.
But that's what I'm saying. But if they take care of themselves, just like some women can still get pregnant in their late 40s. I'm like, bitch, why would you do that?
And listen, you know what? I'm talking trash about them, but I'm gonna be honest with y'all. If I can get Martha Stewart pregnant, I would. I'd put a baby in her.
Mookie.
That'd be funny because that'd be a combination of, you know, you have cutlet semen and you're going to give it to a master chef such as Martha Stewart.
She's gonna chop their cutlets up.
It will be magical cutlet babies.
No, it's gonna be cutlets. It's gonna be magical cutlets at the clinic.
Give me them worms. Come on, Martha.
She's like, I'll get pregnant by Snoop before you.
Don't judge me, Texas Prima. Don't judge me. Talking about bye. You know what? You can judge me all you want to. I'd be rich, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, some men, especially, and it's mainly these younger dudes, are sad. Maybe that's why these old niggas still able to bust up because of the testosterone and all the goddamn hormones.
Did you say testosterone?
Huh? What?
What did you say? Say that word again.
I say younger men are having problems because I'm saying the hormones in the food they eat.
I wanted you to say the word testosterone again. I just wanted to hear you say it again.
Oh, no. I'm going to say they nut low. From eating Whataburger. Okay? The stasties ain't working, my nigga. The stasties not working. Okay?
Oh, shit.
These older niggas came up in the days when they weren't pumping up shit.
Stop.
So their stasties is working. So all I'm saying is these dudes that's in their 30s, they not getting nobody pregnant in their 60s because their stasties is broke.
I got to give you one of these.
I told him too much Whataburger. No, Whataburger is the healthiest burger they have out there.
I'm going to need you to stop right now so we can wrap this on up because you've been on a roll.
Fuck you and Mookie. Good night.
No, it ain't no fuck you, good night. We going to first of all say goodbye to Mookie and thank Mookie for joining us. You guys, follow Mookie on Instagram. He is hilarious. He goes lives on Sundays. He's got cutlets. They glazed. He can serve them rotisserie style.
That nigga said, whoa. I wasn't going to.
You know Deacon in there right now.
I know Deacon. Like, oh, she got a black face frog.
Deacon right now going crazy. He's like, oh.
But we love some Mookie around here. Please subscribe to his podcast. You will enjoy every episode. And let us enjoy his presence while we can, while he's on summer break.
Yes.
I'm going to harass the fuck out of him on summer break. I plan to have fun this summer with Mookie.
That's on your blueprint for the summer.
There you go.
That's it.
Mookie. All right.
That's Mookie. Number one on her to-do list.
And tell them where they can follow you at on Instagram, Mookie.
You can follow me on Instagram at Mookie_G_comedy. You can follow me on Cash App at $Mookie409. Cash App me something. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Any other announcements you want to make before?
So he can get his baby a bathing suit that's $65.
I was trying to just sit here and be still, but.
You ain't gonna do that. Rocky will not let you do that. Okay. But we appreciate and love you, Mookie. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you. Always welcome back. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Mookie. Brother Mookie G. Mookie. Y'all make sure y'all follow that brother. Like I said, I forgot how we came across Mookie, but it's been a pleasant ride so far. Because, you know, we done met a lot of comedians. Well, I'm just saying, you know, and you and I have had backdoor conversations about all the comedians we know. There's only like a 5% that's normal. Only 5% of the comedians that we done dealt with are normal. Okay, Mookie just happens to be one of them.
Crazy. Mentally insane. I mean, but they need to get a check.
I promise you, it's refreshing because Rocky and I, beside with, you know, we used to have guests all the time, and we used to book a majority of comedians.
No, you did.
Yeah, that's right. That was on me. Rocky got to a point, I don't want to see another damn comedian nowhere, no time soon. They done too damn much on the platform.
That part.
Cost too much. But Mookie's normal. So we good on Mookie.
Mookie's semi-normal.
Why you say he's semi-normal? I thought he was straight
If he normal. Was all the way normal, we wouldn't like him.
Yeah, Granny. I think, look, compared to what we've dealt with, Mookie's normal.
Yeah, but semi-normal.
Semi-normal. Quite and Rocky, you should turn on your notifications when Mookie go live so you could be the first.
The last time he went live, I was at work, bitch. I mean, shit, I wasn't on my phone. I wasn't on my pad. I was working.
I know, but you make it a point to be the first one in there for certain reasons.
Let me tell you something. If I'm at home and I'm fucking around playing a game or something, Mookie will pop up. I will be in there. For one, I'm going to support Mookie regardless if I see him live. But now I have more of a more interest.
You got ammo. Yeah.
Bitch.
Ever since she got some damn ammo to go in there first, up front and early, okay? But we are taking a break next week, so we will not be broadcasting next week.
Praise God.
We have to take that break because I know with everybody doing everything, we need a moment, but we'll be back on the second week of June.
No, I won't.
Rocky, you said 1 week. We're taking a break. So you can harass everybody online if you want to, on IG. I'm an ass heifer. make sure you guys follow our podcast on YouTube, as well as you can subscribe to the audio version. So if you want to listen to the playback, get some good laughs while you're doing, you know, work or driving, you can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can get the audio version, okay? And if you are listening to the audio version right now, make sure you join us every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. That's where we broadcast live, and we just take the audio from this sucker and just put it on the damn podcast.
We got no
Sasha. First of all, back up so I can hear you, because you're not in the mic.
My bad. I said Mookie got low testosterone.
I'm not discussing that man's testosterone, okay? I'm not going to do it.
I'm not either. I'm just stating the
So look, we're also looking for show sponsors. If you have anything you're trying to promote, whether it be a show, event, a service, we are bringing our sponsorships back. It's only $25. You can have a great looking ad like Mookie. Yeah. And you get exposure on all platforms. So that's a good ass price for a damn advertisement. And we give you the video. We some good heifers, ain't we, Rocky? Never mind.
Take medication for that. Yeah, it's called a goddamn gummy you take in it.
Look. There's nothing funnier than seeing Mookie's ass on a gummy. I promise you, that shit is
yo.
Mookie, that shit's hilarious to me.
Mookie be red like this goddamn pigeon. Mookie be like that damn bug. You remember that that cartoon that the frog, Princess and the Frog? Don't make me like my butt. That's it. He's that goddamn mosquito on that cartoon. Soon as Mookie take the edible.
Oh my God. Yeah, Mookie on an edible is classic. I promise you. He got to make sure he highlights them lives, because that's the ones I like the most. That shit's funny. But we out of here, y'all. Hopefully everybody have a great week. We will see you on these Instagram streets. If you guys have any story suggestions, please DM us. And one more warning before we leave. Don't nobody send us another goddamn reel.
Oh, I'm sick of you motherfuckers.
Don't nobody.
You know, I had somebody I don't talk to like that. And even if I talk to you like that, because sometimes y'all take it overboard.
I had to talk to somebody because somebody sent me like 16 reels in one day. 16. I counted them. One day.
Let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm not, I've had this discussion many times, posting this shit. I'm just automatically restricting you.
I mean, I ain't got no problems. Like, look, we like to do business correspondence, and only people I share reels with every once in a while are my people that I got rapport with. I don't send all these random damn reels. If I think it's funny enough, I'll share it in our damn stories. I'm not going to put this shit in your inbox.
That they would like.
Right.
Because I fuck with them like that.
But when I got 16 goddamn reels in one day, I was like, you know what?
That's crazy.
Yes, Alex, 16 in one day. I couldn't believe it. I said, okay, I don't know what's going on with this individual, but I'm going to have to ask him to stop. This was like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I'm just letting y'all know. I do send reels to certain people, but it's every blue moon. I get people that will send me reels like every other fucking day. I don't want to see half the shit is funny. It's not fucking funny to me. And it lets me know you don't know me that well. Because I only send shit to certain people that I know they will get this.
Right, Alex? I said the same thing. I said sharing them every once in a while, that's cool. But when I got 16 in one day, I was just like, you know what? I hate having this conversation.
The only person I know with reels is this you see on camera. That's the only person.
That's it. We share it because we know each other's humor. We know each other's temperature. And we know our tolerance level.
But I'm just letting everybody know, when you start sending me reels and I don't talk to you pretty much at all, you know, I'll take a reel from Granny, some of y'all that's in here, because I not fuck with y'all. No, but y'all get one reel a week. Maybe really, you get a reel once a month.
16.
In a day. That's fucking. Yo, that person would have been fucking blocked by me.
Damn reels in one fucking day.
Why do you sound like that nigga that says, two times? She said you never went two times.
I'm doing Rodney Perry. I'm trying to do Rodney Perry in the microphone. Rodney Perry whispers in his microphone. I got to whisper.
Don't whisper, Michelle. That's not whispering. This is
come on, let's whisper. Okay. Hey. All right, y'all. We out. We about to be out of this damn bitch.
And you know what, Michelle? I holla.